Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's time for Capital Area residents to become more physically active and develop healthy eating habits. That's just part of the message behind the Choosing Health Rally being held tomorrow evening, the event being hosted by the Capital Area Health Alliance. And its executive director, Valerie Glessness-Anderson, joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the program, Valerie.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, choosing health certainly sounds like a good idea, although I'm guessing that many in the capital area and across the state are choosing just the opposite. How healthy or unhealthy would you say our local population is at this point?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, our local population is pretty close to average, but that's not good. We are facing a really tough situation in our society where people are getting inactive, they're not eating well, they're putting on too much weight. It's a bad cyclical process. But I think it's important to remember that nobody sat down one day and said, gee, I think I'll get chubby. Really, we have a lot of things that are happening in our society which work against people and their desire to be healthy. We need to be able to get out. Sometimes we can't get out. Sometimes we don't have access to places to walk. Sometimes we don't have access to appropriate food. And so all of these things sort of fit into a bad cycle that we need to break and we need to intervene.
You know, I couldn't agree more. It really does seem that you have to make your health almost a number one priority in your life just to maintain it, considering the fact that you drive down the road and nothing but fast food restaurants, and in the structure of the way we live makes it difficult to just get out and exercise in general.
You're absolutely correct. It's not like people want to end up in this bad cycle. They are in these cycles because their lives are pushing them in that direction. So we're not really just talking about eating differently. We're talking about developing a new mindset and a new culture. And when we started this process as an organization with affiliations with over 170 different organizations, we were talking about creating a culture of healthy lifestyles. And There are some places in the country where there are really healthy lifestyles, Colorado, California. You think of those places and you think of folks being outside, walking, eating healthy. Mm-hmm. And it's not just what's around us, it's how we react to what's around us.
Well, but isn't another factor, frankly, that to eat in a healthy way in America, you actually have to pay more money and you have to be at least fairly well off to maintain a good diet on a regular basis. Is that not the truth?
I don't think so. I think we can access fresh fruits and vegetables through farmers markets and other places like that. And we can also look to eat frozen foods that are frozen fresh and still retain nutritious value, as well as some canned foods that are put into water and other things like that. But if you'd like, I can give you some of the specific statistics about our area that are very, very interesting. Right now, 21.8% of the capital area residents are still smokers.
Wow. Okay.
And then 27.4% of 25 to 34-year-olds engage in binge drinking. And then 89% of the high school grads in the area still do not consume adequate fruits and vegetables on a daily basis.
I mean, is that on par with the national numbers?
Well, some of the stuff is a little high. The 89% is a little high. It would be good if we ate more fruits and vegetables.
What about time? I mean, the reality is, I mean, when you've worked all day to stop at a market, buy produce, bring it home, cut it up, and there's so many steps and so much time involved. Usually people have only a few hours before they need to go to sleep. It makes sense for them to quickly grab some fast food or a prepared meal and eat it that way. How do you deal with the time factor?
Well, you know, I think that people have to just start thinking a little differently about how they organize their time. For instance, if you go in the supermarkets now, there's a lot of prepared fresh food. There's a lot of prepared salads, prepared cut vegetables and things like that that you can access and take as quickly as you can some fast food. But it does require us to think differently. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a presenter named Zonia Foco, and the title of her presentation will be How to Live a Healthy Lifestyle When Everything in Our Society is But. Everything is but healthy, you know. And so she's trying to say, you know, there are ways that we can do this. There are ways we can find methods and opportunities to live healthy lifestyles, but we've got to think about it. We've got to move out of where we are. And you're absolutely right. It's much easier to drive through Burger King on your way home than it is to think about how I'm going to get home and eat and cut up some vegetables.
I'm talking to Valerie Glessness Anderson. She's the executive director of the Capital Area Health Alliance, which is hosting the Choosing Health Rally tomorrow. Now, I know obesity among kids is a huge issue, and I wonder, what can parents do to get their kids to be more active and to eat healthier, especially if that's not necessarily a pattern they themselves might be having or into?
Well, we have some wonderful news here in the Lansing area, and that is that the Lansing City Schools have already started a process of having healthier food in their cafeteria, which is absolutely marvelous. And I think the process is to expose the kids again to fresh vegetables, to cut up vegetables that are already pre-cut and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the real issue is to engage with your kids in what they're doing and what they're eating. As you said before, you know, you have to think more about how this is going down and how their lives are being shaped. And it's not easy. I'm not saying to everybody, just do this. I'm saying that we have to think about reorganizing our lives.
Okay, a couple of minutes left here, but I do want to ask you, let's take the first couple of weeks of a person that's been sedentary for many years, has not been eating healthy, and they want to take the first couple of steps to changing that, rather than looking forward to once they've got the system down and they're eating and healthy and they're exercising. What should the first couple things they do in that first week or two to begin that process?
Well, as I mentioned before, we have a speaker, Zonia Foco, who appears nationally on PBS all the time, very dynamic and exciting woman. And what she talks about doing is doing all of this change very slowly. Her first recommendation for a first week is that you just drink 8 glasses of water a day so that you get used to drinking water. And then her second recommendation for the second week is that you find ways to exercise, and if that could be just taking short walks. And her third recommendation for the third week. So the point is that each week you're implementing a different change in your lifestyle. You're not doing it all at once. You're not saying, today I'm going to be Superman. You're finding ways to incorporate new healthy habits into your life overall.
Just a minute left. So where and when will this Choosing Health Rally occur, and what can those who attend expect to see?
This is going to be at the Union Missionary Baptist Church, which is at 500 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Lansing, and it will incorporate an opportunity to interact with over 28 agencies from the community that are offering opportunities for healthy lifestyle choices, and then also eating opportunities from different caterers and restaurants that are going to be giving samples of new healthy style food that they're serving. And then last but not least, two extraordinary speakers, a pediatrician, Stacy Leatherwood Cannon, who will talk about raising strong, healthy children, and then Zonia Foco, America's nutrition leader, who will be providing entertaining, motivational, and educational presentation talking about lifestyle opportunities. And it's free.
That's the best part. Valerie Glessness Anderson with the executive director for the Capital Area Health Alliance. Thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for helping people understand this.
Sure. This is 1320.